Artistic director Trey McIntyre did something unusual when he began to envision a dance set entirely to the music of Queen.
I began really exploring the life of Freddie Mercury and his trajectory and how he came to be as an artist. And that's something I don't think that I've ever done with a composer or a musician.
Freddie Mercury died in the 90s with complications from having AIDS. He was just 45 years old. The musician and lead singer wrote many of Queen's famous songs. McIntyre says in doing his research, he also learned something about Mercury the element, something that inspired him to dub the piece Mercury Half-Life.
When we say half-life, we mean how long does it take for an element or the isotopes that make up an element to degrade by half. I thought that was a really beautiful metaphor for the life of Freddie Mercury, being an artist who died before he was finished. And if we think of something degrading only by a half, it never degrades by a whole, meaning there's some element of it that's always still here.
I can serenade and gently play on your heartstrings, be a Valentino.
McIntyre says he's wanted to create something using Queen's music for a long time, but he waited until he felt ready to handle the material.
I always want to, with any piece that I'm working on, make sure that I have something to contribute and add to it and never just illustrate the music of Queen. And so I felt like I'd come to a point where I had the perspective to do that and to comment on it.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Queen released this classic stadium anthem in 1977. It's become a soundtrack for a lot of sporting events, but McIntyre says now his dancers will show just how athletic this song can be.
Dropping now, one, two. Three dropping, one, two, three, drop. Yeah.
At a recent rehearsal, McIntyre works with his 10 dancers. He stops the music to make small changes as the dancers try to keep up. Tomorrow night, many of the songs you'll hear at the world premiere of Mercury Half-Life will be familiar. But McIntyre will also use some less familiar Queen songs.
Well, there were a couple of songs I was really excited to find because they are structurally so different. Love of My Life is one. Another one is the song The Millionaire Waltz.
The choreographer also says Queen's music has the perfect blend of showiness and rhythm to highlight a dance style that doesn't often appear on the ballet stage.
Left, shuffle, up.
Dancers Brett Perry and Benjamin Behrens practice a tap routine. Perry is featured as a tap dancer throughout Mercury Half-Life. The piece opens to a solo, Perry standing on stage in a white jacket. The music starts, and a confident smile spreads across Perry's face. It's unusual to have tap be part of a contemporary ballet. And Perry says the stage will have microphones around it, so if he misses a step, the audience will be able to tell.
Keep reminding myself to be calm about it, because I keep thinking, like, my gosh, if I miss a sound, it's being broadcasted through a microphone.
Perry says it's been almost 10 years since he put on his tap shoes. But despite some nerves, he says it feels good to be tapping again.
You know, I think Trey's pushing boundaries about really what can exist in a contemporary ballet company. Just like I feel like Queen was pushing the limits on how musicians can perform on stage and pushing the boundaries of art and music.
McIntyre says he's been sleeping just 4 hours a night since he started working on Mercury Half-Life this summer. He says he's driven himself to a new level of artistic madness in the last few months, but it's been worth it. This is the longest dance piece McIntyre's created since moving his company to Boise in 2008.
I used to say that I got tired of music while working on a piece, but I don't think I have that reaction anymore. It's incredible music to start with. I still love every song in this piece.
There are 17 songs that make up Trey McIntyre's latest work. Mercury Half-Life debuts at Boise's Morrison Center tomorrow. And, in the words of Freddie Mercury, it's sure to be a real good time.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good
time. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
Stop me.
start leaving.